We have to surrender. You can't rebel and surrender at the same time. You cannot disagree with what God has said in His Word and say you're surrendering. Love that song. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence freely live. I surrender all. Then we have to cease from struggling. After we've consented to surrender, we're going to be tempted to struggle. But instead, we need to relax and trust God. He wants to lead us into all truth. His Holy Spirit wants to bring us into conviction, ongoing conviction when we sin. And aren't you glad that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who will plead our cause if we are truly honest with Him and walk in repentance? Then concentrate on acceptance. It's like the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark. You can't keep focusing on the past. Paul was a murderer. He was a terrorist. He knew that. He said, I'm the greatest of sinners, but he didn't keep focusing on that. No, he said, I'm pressing toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How about you? Are you pressing for the kingdom, or are you pressing in other areas? Step number 7, cleanse your past. Make restitution where it's necessary or possible. Step number 8, bring Christ into all of your relationships, all of them. And as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men, but especially those of the household of faith. Number 9, cultivate quiet time, especially in the morning. Give your best to the Master. Listen to the Lord. Have a quiet heart. Be still and know that He is God. Cry out to Him to create in you a clean heart, to renew a steadfast spirit, a right spirit within you. And step number 10, create godly, righteous outlets and activities. Get involved in the work of the kingdom. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. I hope this has been helpful. Hope it's been encouraging and instructive and perhaps even convicting. I hope that you will become a partner with us. Time is very short. Time is very short. We're at the fateful stage and perhaps the final warning. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Go to our website, saveus.org, make your gift there. Go on our Facebook, like us there on Facebook. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Lord willing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone. Now, Pastor Billy has been our guest off and on for a number of years. And several years ago, he did a series of talks, sermons, which he put onto DVD, and they had all sorts of film footage there of the various things he was talking about. And it was called The Final Countdown. There were actually 10 DVDs in the series, pointing out the fact that what we're seeing today is truly prophetic. Well, he started doing it again. This time it looks like there's going to be 50 or 60 sermons here. My wife and I have been watching the first set of five, which we do offer at this time. Fascinating information and wonderful film footage. And basically, if you stop and think of what's going on today, the prophecies that are being fulfilled, and basically one of the greatest prophecies of all time, is the prophecy that the children of Israel would return to the Holy Land. Now, we can argue who was responsible for it. Was the Zionists? Was it the bankers? Was it? It doesn't matter. I believe that the people responsible for returning the children of Israel to the Promised Land were carrying out God's purpose and God's prophecy for this time in history. And as you listen to Pastor Crone and he describes what's going on, and then you can actually see on video film footage, which I don't know where he got it from, but he's gotten it from all over the world. But you will be firmly convinced, as I am, that we truly are living in prophetic times. And what we are witnessing is the final countdown. And that, of course, is the title of the series. Pastor Crone, you go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. Again, it's always a joy to be on, and frankly, a privilege. And it's a privilege to get the information out because, again, the irony, it seems to be that when these things are unfolding faster than what we can almost even keep up with, literally every day, it just seems like there's a lack of education of the biblical prophecy. And again, you think about it, if these things that are coming down the pike are really going to happen, where, you know, the Bible says that, man, just the first part of the 7-year tribulation, there's going to be a global war. 1/4 of the earth is going to get annihilated. There's going to be a massive earthquake, and every mountain and island is going to be removed from its place. And that's just the very beginning part. I mean, it's going to be horrid. In fact, it's so bad that Jesus said that it's going to be the worst time in mankind's history, and that unless God shortened the time frame, nobody would survive. It's horrible. Well, folks, it's really coming. But that's the good news. God gives us a heads up. He gives us information so that we can know when it's getting close so we can be prepared. And, of course, the greatest preparation is making sure that we have a right relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. And He'll take care of us. He'll rescue us. He'll make sure that we're okay. And, by the way, Jesus Christ wins in the end. And so there's great comfort in that. But the problem is many people just don't know. So I think, unfortunately, they're going to be caught off guard. So we have the privilege to get this information out. And we deal with 10 signs, and the Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, the rise of falsehood, the rise of wickedness, the rise of apostasy, the push for a one-world religion, a one-world government, and a one-world economy. Of course, the classic big one, the mark of the beast. Every single one of those things, folks, is happening right now before our very eyes. In this study, we've worked overtime. As Dr. Monteith said, we provide not just articles. We provide actual pictures and tons of actual video clips from around the world. And it's all current information happening right now that you can see with your own eyes. This is not make-believe. This is the Bible come to pass. It's God's last wake-up call. We're living in the last days. It's time to get motivated.
And, of course, it's wonderful, wonderful video footage. But you'll be as enthralled as my wife and I are. And very often, after we a full day's work, we go in at 10 o'clock at night after we do our program and sit down and watch another one of Pastor Billy's DVDs. I think you'll find them fascinating.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan, Pastor Billy was quoting Matthew 24 when the disciples came to Christ and said, well, how will we know when the end times are coming? And of course, why Christ replied, you know, there's certainly there's going to be famines and earthquakes, but that's just the beginning of sorrows. And he talked about this disaster that's going to descend upon the earth. Now, is it simply by coincidence that we're having one of the worst droughts certainly we've had in 50 years right now, and that certainly food prices in foreign countries have gone up 6%, that a third of the world is on the verge of starvation today, that literally tens of millions of children are dying every year from starvation? We don't talk about that here in America. We have things so great, but throughout in many parts of the world, a third of the world is constantly on the verge of starvation. And as a result of the problems we're having in America, the drought, we are the great source of food for the world, and that food is, we might say, drying up. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, that's what's amazing, Dr. Monteith, is right now, this particular sign that Jesus said nearly 2,000 years ago, i.e. famine, across the world, the global context that he's speaking about, this is one that's happening right now on our news. You can turn it on the news. And I think this is a particular sign, a prophecy sign, that maybe we have a downplayed here in America, because we'll say, oh, yeah, I've seen those commercials about those people in Africa or over there. Yeah, that's pretty rough over there in Sudan. Yeah, I've heard about that. But folks, right now in the news, do you think this is by chance? I don't think so. Even here in America, as Dr. Monteith stated, folks, turn on your news. What are they talking about? Drought, drought, drought. What's drought lead to? Food shortages. What's food shortages lead to? What Jesus said is coming in the last days. Yes, folks, even in America, it's called famine. Okay, 12,000 square miles a year of Africa right now is turning to desert. Okay, and they're not the only ones. So are the Chinese. China right now, as we speak, folks, is losing approximately 4,000 square miles of land every year to desert. Okay, one third of China's land mass, it's estimated, is covered by desert. Okay, in fact, one of their famines on record killed 20 to 43 million people, the estimates. Okay, in fact, throughout the world, okay, a land area bigger than the state of Texas is becoming desert every single year. And no matter what people are trying to do to reverse it, the desert just keep coming. And guess what? So does the famine, okay? And, folks, this is why you're seeing what's even happening here in America. We share with you on the videos the actual map, folks, from the U.S. government, okay, and the USDA, and of the what's happening here even in the United States, folks. This is something that we can no longer just feel cushioned about as we're eating in a restaurant here in America. It's coming, already come, here to America. It was interesting, Dr. Monteith, what it was about 8 weeks ago when we shot the footage for this study. I had shared the graph of here in the United States, and it was across the 14 now over our global food supply. Wheat prices have gone through the roof. Corn sufferings are, or countries are suffering their worst droughts on record, including the U.S. And now they're saying the food shortages are the worst in the last 30 years. It's starting to spawn riots in many different countries. And, folks, I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. The U.S., just listen to this, folks. It's bad in the United States, but listen how bad it is. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has designated every single county in the state of Texas as a natural disaster area. Every single one. The whole state. It's the third largest state in the United States. And then that's not all. It's spreading, folks. It's getting worse. It's happening before our very eyes, okay? And this is why people are making statements. Read the headline, folks. We are headed, this is a quote, we are headed for a global crisis, one that would match the current one in the banking sector, only, of course, this one has to do with food, okay? Now, listen, here's the caveat. Remember what Jesus said. Right now, folks, believe it or not, as bad as it, what's happening right now on your news, this is nothing compared to what's coming. Remember what Jesus said. All these are the beginning of birth pains. The Bible is very clear. No man knows the exact day or the exact hour, okay, of Christ's return. But God is merciful to us, and he gives us clear indicators when it's getting close, okay, so that you don't get caught off guard, okay? And he says when you see these things begin to take place, it's just the beginning of birth pains. When you see this rise of famines across the world, which is happening right now, hey, it means it's getting close. And it also means the big one is yet to come. Notice the phrase there, the beginning of birth pain. He's using an analogy. And if you guys know the analogy of birth pain, okay, the closer you get to the actual birth of the child, okay, the pain gets worse and worse and worse and more and more and more intense until the final moment when the child is born, okay? It's called birth pain. It's the same verbiage that Jesus uses here, which means all the things that we see right now, as bad as they are, it's just a burp. It's just a small contraction compared to the big one that's coming down the pike. In fact, the Bible tells us what that big one is going to look like. Revelation chapter 6 says, when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. And I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. Okay, and so that text clearly tells us, this is during the seven-year tribulation, the first portion of it, okay, that there's going to be a famine across the world, but so bad that the world, number one, is going to be on a global food distribution program. And folks, do the research. Our global food supply is already in the hands of three entities, and so that is already able to take place, okay? But this time, according to Revelation, in order to get your food, you have to work for it, okay? No longer can you apparently necessarily be self-sufficient. You have to work for it, and these people are going to dish it out. And again, we deal with this in another one of our studies. That's exactly what's happened. These people are making sure with modifying not only our food supply, but modifying the seed supply, that the seeds no longer replicate themselves. Okay, they commit suicide, if you will, in the second generation, which means when you need to plant something, you have to always go back to them to get your next batch of seeds, which means you always have to go back to them to get your food. You are no longer going to be allowed to be self-sufficient. I'm not making this up, folks. Check it out. It's called the Terminator Gene. It's what they're doing to our seed supply. Okay, but anyway, so here's what it says in the Revelation, is that some global entity is going to be in play, and they're going to dish out your food supply, and you got two choices. You could work, okay, and get a quart of wheat for one whole day's work, okay, or you could exchange that for three quarts of barley, for a day's work, okay? And for those of you who don't know, barley back in the day, okay, was basically a poor man's food, okay? It was pretty much animal feed food, you know, low nutritional value. So here's the point. This famine, okay, you think it's bad now? Mm-hmm. Remember Jesus said it's the beginning of birth pain. This famine mentioned in the seven-year tribulation, you don't want to be there, is so bad that you could either work your tail off for a whole day and feed just yourself with somewhat normal food, or you could work your tail off for a whole day and feed yourself and two other people. Imagine if you had a whole family to feed. Folks, it's going to be horrible, folks. It's going to be an absolutely horrid, horrid time. The world right now, folks, is being shriveled up, even here in the United States, like never before. Oh, why should I listen to you, Christians? Why should I listen to the Bible? Oh, here you go again with Bible prophecy. This, nothing ever changes. Excuse me? Hey, folks, in America. Flip on your news. It's happening right now before our very eyes, okay? But that's not all. Jesus mentions another one in that text in Matthew 24. He says, how do you know you're getting close? There's going to be famines. He says the second thing, and earthquakes in various places. Again, these are just the beginning of birth pains. And again, the scoffer would say something like, okay, so what? Earthquakes. We've always had earthquakes, okay? But folks, again, not like we see today, okay? You take a look at it, folks, if you've been around for a little while, that there's been a tons of earthquakes. And they're not just tons of earthquakes, they're getting bigger. I don't know about you, but I remember not that long ago when the earthquake was 6.0. Man, that was massive, mega international news. Did you hear the 6.0 earthquake? It's this. And it went on and on and on and on. Hey, folks, it's nothing. Earthquakes are 6.0 is what did Jesus say? Oh, that's right, a birth pain, a little tiny one, compared to the big ones that are coming down the pike, like 8.0. Those are the ones that make news, okay? It's escalating. It's growing. In fact, what's really interesting, folks, is the not only increase of an earthquake, but the earth itself is cracking up, okay? And I quote, scientists are sounding the alarm. Mysterious cracks are appearing all across the planet, okay? One in South America says this, scientists don't know what to think about South America busting at the seams. In southern Peru, there suddenly appeared a huge crack, almost 2 miles long, nearly 330 feet wide. Scientists are confused with this fact, and the cracks also appeared in neighboring Bolivia. In Iceland, a lake up there is disappearing due to a giant crack that appeared in the earth. The crack leads directly into the lake and disappears beneath the water. And one guy there said this, if you put your ear to the ground, you can hear this lake draining. It sounds like water going down a sink. Well, gee, if that keeps up around the lakes and the worlds and earth continues to crack up, that's going to make those drought conditions even worse, isn't it? Folks, I'm telling you, we are headed for a perfect storm. Okay, in Africa, a 1,640-foot-long giant crack appeared in Africa. In just a few days, the scientists are saying should have taken years to form. Okay, and then again, maybe you're thinking like with the famine thing. Gosh, we see those programs on Discovery Channel all the time. Those weird things going on over there in Africa. I tell you what, it's not coming here in America. Excuse me, we share with you the actual video clip in Michigan, folks. There was a 600-foot-long crack erupted 4 feet deep out the back of this guy's house. Even here in America, the ground is all of a sudden splitting up, cracking up, exactly like Jesus said is going to happen before he returns, folks. It is clearly a sign that something's wrong with the planet. It's worldwide upheaval. It's one of the major signs that Jesus said he told his apostles to look out for when things are getting close.
And there will be famine and there will be earthquakes. And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing strange things happening today. And I've been around for 83 years. Things are different today than they've ever been before. And I think they're only going to get worse. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Just a few years ago over in Indonesia and that part of the world, we had a massive earthquake and tidal waves, and a quarter of a million people, over 250,000 people died, certainly within just a very few minutes. Certainly this major earthquake we had over in Japan at Fukushima, it was a class 9, you know, they were not prepared for anything of that magnitude. And the intensity of the earthquakes is growing, and certainly the mortality is growing. And as Pastor Billy Crone says, we're told that in the latter days there will be a dramatic increase in the power and devastation of earthquakes. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and again, think about that. That's just the earthquake itself. They're saying it's going to estimate the new ones, the bigger ones, this trend that they're seeing that something is terribly wrong, these things are getting way too big, out of control. Folks, remember there's side effects that come with earthquakes too. I mean, we haven't even talked about landslides and things that they produce and how they can just completely decimate whole cities at a whack. But also, as you stated, Dr. Monteith, there's an interesting another side effect with earthquakes, and that's called tsunamis, okay? And we saw with just some earthquakes that can happen if it happens to be out in the ocean, hey, when those waves started rolling, you're in a heap of trouble. Okay, and we just saw that, you know, some of the recent ones and the waves that come in and they just literally take out everything that's happened. Hey, folks, can you imagine an earthquake that's not as big as that one that was just a couple of years ago outside of Japan? And we all saw that on the news and the devastation. And literally, when the wave came in, that it literally just rocked the boats with it. The boats are on land. Everything was on fire. Definitely, it was horrid, right? Can you imagine the size of the earthquake? Can you imagine the size of the tsunami? Can you imagine what would happen to the planet when this baby goes off that was mentioned in Revelation chapter 6, where every mountain and island on the whole planet, the earthquake is so big, every mountain and island was removed from its place? It is going to be a nightmare. Gee whiz, you think if God was loving, he would let us know and give us a fair shot. Well, folks, he is. That's why he's telling you right now. When you start to see these things increase, when you start to see these birth pains, when you start to see, as scientists are saying right now in our headlines, something is seriously wrong. There's been way too many earthquakes, big earthquakes. It's his loving wake-up call. Please, would you turn to me? Would you call upon my son's name, Jesus Christ? I'm willing to forgive you. I want a loving relationship with you. I've done all the work. All you've got to do is receive it. He's trying to reach out to you. Okay? Be a part of God's team. Because, folks, in the end, God is the one who wins. There's no need to be afraid. Over and over, the Bible says for his children, for God's children, be of good cheer, be encouraged. We win. Okay? Jesus Christ is coming back. He's going to squash down the Antichrist kingdom. Okay? The Bible says in Psalm chapter 2, boy, read this one and go to sleep at night. It says this, why did the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. You know, the Antichrist kingdom. We're going to push for this one world government. We're going to push out Christianity. We're going to get rid of God of our society. We're going to teach evolution. We're going to do all these things and have a global worship, satanic worship. And we're gonna throw off these chains from God. We're going to build our own utopia. And listen to God's response. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. I mean, can you imagine God's viewpoint? And these people are these little tiny people on earth going like, yeah, we're going to beat you up, God. It says right here, the Lord, the one enthroned in heaven laughed. The Lord scoffed at them. And then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath. When Jesus comes back in Revelation 19, folks, this is not some like, well, you know, there's going to be some giant news event. Well, today it's the war, day 43 in the Battle of Armageddon, and there's still no deciding point who's going to win. Are you kidding me? There ain't going to be no day 43. The Bible says Jesus comes and bang, he squelches it out. He is God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's his planet. He's the one that's got the title deed to the earth. He has earned it. It is his. It has been given by God. And he's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom, folks. It's going to be absolute paradise on earth, and you want to be a part of that, okay? That's good news. God wants you to be a part of that. That's why he's giving you all these signs in advance so that you don't miss out, okay? But, again, you got a choice to make. It's up to you, okay? And but then that's why he's giving us this sign. But that's not all. That's just the rise of famine. That's just the rise of earthquakes. Once again, God is merciful. He gives us sign after sign after sign. Hey, if those two didn't get your attention, listen to the next one. It's the increase of pestilence or diseases. And Jesus clearly said in Luke 21, it's a parallel passage to Matthew 24, how do you know it's going to get any close? He said there's going to be great earthquakes and famines and pestilences in various places. And there's going to be fearful events and great signs from heaven. And folks, when we get back from the break, it's clearly demonstrated, folks, we are spiraling out of control when it comes to diseases. And experts are saying, folks, it's only a matter of time before the movies you see, like Contagion, it's not a movie, it's reality. And we need to be prepared.
And I really fear, of course, that there will be great epidemics. We have new diseases. Where did they come from? Well, I happen to believe that a lot of these diseases have been manufactured. Why do I believe that? Because some of the people who made them have come forward and admitted it's all part of a plan.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at envita.com. That's ENVITA.com or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan and certainly Pastor Billy is pointing out that there are new diseases coming up and that more and more people are getting these diseases. And we see the AIDS epidemic, we see a recurrence of Ebola, but we see all sorts of new types of flu and avian flu and bird flus. And in fact, our government spent millions of dollars to make this deadly form of bird flu. I think it's about 70% fatal when it got into people, but it was not highly contagious. So very, very few people were contracting it, but 70% of them died. So what did our government do? Why, they spent tens of millions of dollars to find out how to make it more contagious so it would spread more readily to other people. And then they were going to publish this, and the big debate is, well, should you publish this information? Isn't that a terrible thing to publish it? The real question is, why do they put out tens of millions of dollars to make a deadly disease even more contagious? American tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. American tax dollars at work. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, again, it's just going to get worse, and there's a compilation of issues, and of course, I agree with you, Dr. Monteith. I think a lot of this is deliberately being done. It's not just some random event. And as creepy as that is, that's another issue that we deal with in our study, is these people and their false utopia that they're trying to build on the planet. And it's called population control. In order for that to happen, as sick as this is, folks, it's well documented, they need to annihilate 90% of the population of the planet. And gee whiz, if you can continue to pump out these kind of things, then that helps your goal. As sick as it is, folks, that's exactly what's going on. Okay, but anyway, but that's what the Bible says, is these things are going to increase. And again, the question is, well, man, how could this happen? I mean, once again, we're supposed to be in the most medically advanced era ever, let alone technology. Well, again, some of it's scientific experimentation, biological warfare, population control. But an interesting thing is, too, folks, they've done something to us, to our body. And they've oversaturated us with antibiotics. The problem with that is they've saturated us with so many antibiotics that the diseases are now mutating and becoming resistant to all known medication. And new ones are popping up all the time. As you talked about, Dr. Monteith, you got the bird flu, the Ebola virus, you got SARS. In fact, a recent one they have in Cambodia going on has an 85% mortality rate. New ones are cropping up all the time. And listen, this has alarmed the medical community, folks, around the world so bad that they have stated, and this is a direct quote, the emergence of bacteria strains that cannot be killed by the current arsenal of antibiotics could become a public health threat worse than AIDS, okay? And then at an American Association for the Advancement of Science, okay, at a meeting, they stated, quote, we are headed towards, quote, nothing short of a medical disaster. It is spiraling out of control. We used to call them bugs, but no longer bugs. Folks, they call them super bugs. We used to call it a flu epidemic. No longer is that. It's the super flu. It's not a virus. It's a viral storm. They're getting bigger, and they're losing the battle, okay? In fact, the World Health Organization stated that it is reaching a critical point, quote, we could be dealing with the nightmare scenario of a worldwide spread of untreatable infection, okay? In fact, we share with you the actual news clip from ABC News, and they're interviewing Dr. Richard Besser, their chief health and medical editor, okay? And first of all, he says, first of all, this problem that we're talking about, this man, we're reaching a critical point, untreatable infections. He says, quote, it keeps me up at night. He says these bugs are getting stronger and there aren't any new drugs coming quickly. He said all this incredible connectivity of humans, you know, as I just mentioned earlier, modern technology, travel. He says all this incredible connectivity of humans, the flights and the boats that are connecting all of us. He says if one of these new diseases merges here, it can go everywhere. And he gives an actual example. He says the most concerning thing to me is that in less than 24 hours after he was personally in the jungles of Cameroon looking for the next pandemic virus, he said 24 hours later, I was at a baseball stadium in Cooperstown, New York, watching my son playing Little League. And he said, I was sitting there watching my son, and it dawned on me, wait a second, if I were infected with the next contagion, I could spread it to 5,000 people just like that from 22 states. He said it would have gone all over the world so quickly, and then he says that's just if it transferred from people. If you notice, the diseases are now being carried by animals. And he says, imagine a deadly disease carried across continents by millions of free-flying agents. And he's not making this up. These are the experts saying this. So now, as creepy as bad as that is, what did Jesus say? He said all these signs of pestilence, diseases, spiraling out of control, all these signs with your headlines around the world saying we are headed for a critical mass, we're in deep trouble. Jesus said, that's just the beginning of birth pain. The big one is yet to come. Revelation talks about that big one, one of them, in chapter 6. And it says, when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come. And I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades, or the grave, was following close behind them. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill, how? By sword, by famine, and by plague, and the wild beasts of the earth. And what the Bible says there, in one fell swoop, one-fourth of the earth is going to be annihilated. Folks, that's about 2 billion people dying in one shot. That's what's coming down the pike, and that's what God wants us to be prepared for. But that's still not all. Jesus, once again, in that passage, Matthew 24, he says something else there to look out for. The disciples come to him and say, hey, tell us, what's going to be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And he says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, okay? Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Now, come on, folks, this one's an obvious one. And this is so happening before our eyes. Again, you flip on your news and you hear about these pandemics. You flip on the news, yet another massive mega earthquake is taking place. Flip on your news, even here in America, okay? There's drought, there's famine conditions coming to us. You flip on the news, folks, we got wars. We got wars coming out of our ears. Wars on a scale of rapidity like never before in the history of mankind, and it's just like Jesus said, on a global scale. Okay, you might, war, so what? Nothing like we see today is the whole point. They are escalating. In fact, folks, more people have been killed by wars in the last century than at any other time in mankind's history. Okay, in fact, prior to World War I, war had never been universal. Maybe large chunks of like Western Europe or areas over here, but not global like World War I was. But not only have we had two world wars, but after World War II, which, if you recall the phraseology, was supposed to be the war to end all wars, since then we've had more than 150 major wars, and they're still going on. In 1993 alone, there was a record of 29 major wars being fought around the world. 2 years later, it was broken. There were 71. In fact, folks, as we know, you can flip on your news, the world right now is gearing up like never before for more wars. Now, here's what's really wild. You talk about Bible prophecy coming alive. For the first time in mankind's history, and this prophecy was made, I think, about 2,500 years ago, okay, it's coming alive. It's called the Gog-Magog prophecy, okay? And Ezekiel says this. In chapter 38, he says, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog. Okay? Prophesy against him, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I'm going to turn you around, put hooks in your jaws. I'm going to bring you out with your whole army, your horses, your horsemen fully armed, and a great horde with a large and small shield. Persia, Cush, Put will be with them with their shields and helmets. Gomer, with all his troops, Beth Togarmah, and from the far north with all the troops, many nations with you, okay? Now, in a nutshell, folks, if you're not familiar with this Gog and Magog prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and also 39, it shows us how in the last day there's going to be a confederation of nations that come against, guess who? Israel. They're going to come against these nations mentioned in that text. They're going to come against Israel. They're going to attack Israel. They're going to try to annihilate Israel. Now, number one, if you read that text, I wouldn't want to be one of those nations because they're the ones who are going to get annihilated by God because he is going to protect Israel. Don't mess with Israel. God's not done with his people. Okay, now, number two, the key to understanding these nations is to do a history lesson. I don't know about you, but I have no idea. I haven't seen it on a map lately. Magog, okay? Who's Meshach? Who's Tubal? Okay? And folks, when you do the map and you take a look at that prophecy that's going to happen in the last day of these people coming against the nation of Israel. First of all, nation of Israel came back into existence in 1948. That was a huge one. We already dealt with that. Okay, but then all of a sudden, once again, nations around the planet are coming against them. Now, let me break down that passage for you and tell you who those nations are in modern terminology. Now, in chapter 38 there in verse 2, it says Magog. Gog in the land of Magog. Gog is the person, but Magog is a particular state, okay? And according to biblical geography, Magog is the landmass north of the Caspian and the Black Seas, which is Russia today, okay? So you got Russia is one of these countries mentioned there. Now, in verse 2, it says Meshach and Tubal, and down in verse 6, it says Gomer and Togarmah, okay? Now, in biblical times, Turkey, modern-day Turkey, was divided into four parts. Guess what? They happen to be divided into four parts called Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah. So now we have Russia and we have Turkey, part of these nations coming against Israel. Then in verse 5, it says Persia, and up until 1936, there were three nations we know today that were known as Persia, and those are the modern-day nations today of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. Start to see a pattern here? Russia, Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran. These are the nations coming against Israel in the last days that God's going to annihilate. Then if you continue on to verse 5, it says Ethiopia or Cush. Okay, that would be modern-day, obviously, Ethiopia, but also Somalia and Sudan. Okay, then in verse 5, it says Put. That's modern-day Libya. Then you coordinate this with two other passages, Daniel 11 and Psalm 83. Okay, it's a parallel passage. They talk about the king of the north in Daniel 11, and that is known as Syria today. It also mentions the king of the south. That would be Egypt today. And then in Psalm 83, it talks about the Ishmaelites, the list of nations there. That's modern-day Saudi Arabia. And then in verse 5, it talks about Tyre, and that is modern-day Lebanon. So if you paid attention to the nations I mentioned, Russia, Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, okay, Syria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Lebanon. Hey, folks, what is that? That is all the nation, every single one of them, the Arab nation, the Muslim nation, with the exception of Russia, we'll get to that in a second, the importance of that, though, who is coming against Israel right now. And Ezekiel said that this battle is going to take place. Now, there's a debate. Some would say that this battle, this Gog and Magog battle, is going to take place just prior to the seven-year tribulation, okay? And then, but then there's some say, no, it's going to start just after the seven-year tribulation. Okay, but here's the point. If you want to say just prior or just after, to me, hey, what's the obvious point? When you see these list of nations and you do the homework and you break it down, coming against Israel, and they're all happening right now in the news, folks, you better wake up. The seven-year tribulation is close. I'm not making this up. This is a Bible prophecy passage just coming to pass right now, okay? And folks, I'm telling you, but listen to what God does to these people. Two different passages tell you about what's going to happen to these nations that have the audacity to come against them. Okay? In chapter 38 and 39, if you continue on.
No, that's 38 and 39 of Ezekiel, right?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, and as it comes along, it says there that God's going to annihilate them. Now, just to give you the idea of the odds, if God comes to Israel's defense, just to give you these odds, okay, Israel right now has about a population of around 8 million people. Now, the Muslim nations that I just mentioned to you surrounding them, that are coming against them, that want to, on record, annihilate Israel, exactly like Ezekiel said would happen, okay, have a combined population of hundreds of millions, yet God totally wipes them out. Now, one of the ways that we see he does these people is one passage is in Zechariah 14. nations that fought against Jerusalem. Listen, their flesh will rot while they're still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouth. Gee, what's that sound like? You know, maybe it's just some sovereign act where God supernaturally causes a plague that instantly removes people's flesh for their mission, messing with Israel. And it could be. Maybe it's like that scene in Indiana Jones when they looked in the ark and, they all melted. Could be. I'm not against that. But, folks, it just so happens for the first time in mankind's history, with modern weaponry, what does that graphic description sound like? Could be a nuclear holocaust. Could be a new biological weapon, whatever it is. But in the last century alone, man, we can get a good idea, okay? In fact, speaking of nuclear warfare, as of the year 2000, just between the U.S. and Russia, we now have enough nuclear bombs to destroy the planet six times over. Okay, and even small countries all over the world right now have their own supply of nuclear weapons. It's increasing every year, and many people believe that it's not a matter of if, but when and where the first nuclear strike will be. Now listen, and what happens after that, nobody knows for sure. But it sounds like World War III, maybe that's going to be the trigger for the complete fulfillment of the Gog and Magog prophecy that the Bible says is coming in the last days. Now, there's another wild thing. This is where Russia comes into play. Dr. Monteith, when I came across this, I just, my jaw dropped. Because this, you talk about not only specific to Bible prophecy, but this tells us just how close we are. Ezekiel 39 records for us another judgment upon these nations that dare come against Israel in the Gog and Magog prophecy, okay, the Ezekiel War, some people call it. And listen to what he says there in chapter 39. Son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. On the mountains of Israel you will fall, you and all your troops and nations with you. I will give you as food to all kinds of the carrion birds, to the wild animals. You will fall in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the Lord. Now listen. There's a side effect. Then those who live in the towns of Israel will go out and use the weapons for fuel and burn them up. The small and large shields, the bows, the arrows, the war clubs, and the spears. For listen, for 7 years, Israel, they will use them for fuel. They will not need to gather wood from the fields or cut it from the forest because they will use the weapons for fuel. Okay? Now, clearly it says right there that the nations that come against Israel at the time of the Gog and Magog prophecy, they're not just going to lose. They're going to get annihilated. Okay? And the side effect of that is the Israelites, the Jewish people, are going to get to burn their weapons of their enemies for fuel. It said it right there, for 7 years. Okay? Which, first of all, you think about it, man, for 7 years, that tells you how many people came against them. And if you look at the population of the Muslim countries coming against them, it's hundreds of millions. Okay? It tells you how many people came against them. But it also tells you how many weapons they left behind when they got annihilated and how many weapons were at them. But once again, God intervenes, okay? He always has the last word. But here's the problem. When Ezekiel wrote this, the weapons of his day, the bows, the arrows, the clubs, the shields, the spears that he mentioned there, yeah, they were made of wood. So you could expect to burn them. But the problem today is the weapons we have today, you know, M16s and all that, they're made of metal. You can't burn them like that other weapon. So how in the world are you going to fulfill those passages? How is Israel going to burn for 7 years? Get this, folks. It just so happens that Russia, who is arming many of these nations, mentioned this prophecy, that Muslim nations who's coming against Israel are using a new substance in their weapons called lignostone. And lignostone, and I quote, is a special kind of wood that's stronger than steel. It's elastic. It burns better than coal. It burns so hot they use it to break up coal. So here's the point. You make your weapons out of that stuff, and they are. And you arm them to these Muslim nations who are coming against Israel, and they are, and they're going to burn real good. They're going to be great fuel. In fact, you could probably use it for 7 years exactly like the Bible said is going to happen. Every aspect of this prophecy is coming to pass right now.
And I think this is what really so exciting about what's going on today as we see the final countdown.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Mr. Billy, thank you so much, and we're looking forward to the next one in this series of lectures on the final countdown. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
God bless. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed this program tonight. This is an outstanding presentation, and when you really see it along with the film footage, and he has so much film footage, it's great now, we still have a few examples of the old set that's about 4 years old, and there are 5 DVDs in part 1 and part 2. We actually have now the first 5 DVDs of the new Final Countdown, and they are certainly excellent as well. They're going to be about, well, they're going to be about 60 sermons in this series. But you will find that you are looking forward to them every time you have a chance to see them. He does such a wonderful job. And you can begin to see, as you look around today, the fulfillment of prophecies that were made 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. Could this just be coincidence? Well, a few of them could be, but when you see so many of them, you realize this couldn't simply be a coincidence. Statistically, it just couldn't happen. Unless we're seeing the very real fulfillment of prophecy. And ladies and gentlemen, I have no question in my mind that the Bible is accurate, the prophecies are accurate. We're involved in a spiritual battle. We study the conspiracies. We know about what the Satanists are doing. And we are in contact with the Satanists. They have a plan, but their plan certainly will devastate the world. But ultimately, of course, they're being used by God. And when you understand that, when you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, hear my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, our latest talk, and they're all available on DVD, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. On the other hand, of course, the prophecies are there. They're going to come to pass. And if you want to get this 5 DVD set on the Final Countdown, part 1, and stipulate if you want the more recent one, if you want to get the older ones, we have them. And there's only 10 DVDs in the 2 sets. This one, there's going to be about 60 DVDs, but you get the first 5, and you get 5 in each set, and they're fascinating. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We're going into a war in the Middle East. I don't know when it's going to take place. Our American government is financing Al-Qaeda all throughout the Near East and Middle East, except in Afghanistan, where we have 600,000, 650,000 men. And, of course, it includes the 350,000 Afghan troops, about 350,000 men fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all there are. 50 members of Al-Qaeda, we're fighting them in Afghanistan. We're killing them, and, of course, we're financing them in other areas. So understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Certainly, the war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. Do you honestly believe there's a war on terrorism? When Israel releases 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier, over 400 of these convicted terrorists, Islamic terrorists, that Israel was holding, were murderers, some of them multiple murderers, and they were all set free, given pardons to get back one Israeli soldier. Ladies and gentlemen, do you honestly believe that could happen if there was really a war on terrorism? It's as phony as a $3 bill. But, of course, what you're seeing today is the fulfillment of prophecy. We have to have terrorists so we can justify the wars. We're going into some terrible, terrible wars. There's going to be one in the Middle East. Who knows whether Russia and China are going to come into this? We're just going to have to wait to see how this story unfolds. But it's wonderful to have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, simply get down on your knees and ask Him to come into your life. And He really will. It'll change your life forever. This is what happened to me. And if you get one of Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs, of course, at the end he gives you an invitation and tells you exactly how to invite Jesus Christ into your life. It will change your life and the life of your family, I promise you. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision protection. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest next hour is Chris Maple, and we're going to be talking about the new DVD that he is a co-producer of. And, of course, it's fascinating. I watched part of the text of this up on the Internet this evening, and it's not could be ready. When will this be available for distribution, Chris?
Well, we're in post-sound, Dr. Stan, so... we anticipate getting that back on the 18th of this month, and from there it's off to the printing presses. So our goal is the end of the month.
Now, you're putting together, my understanding, a set of three different DVDs on different subjects, but all sort of tying into the same overall theme. What basically is your purpose? What is your goal? And what are these three DVDs, this three set, going to cover?
Well, I guess our purpose, our goal really is to spread awareness. What really kind of got me going, Dr. Stan, was the rise in neurological disorders that we're seeing today within this country. Autism, to be specific, I guess you could say. Also, we have a real spike in Alzheimer's as well. the films are basically looking at heavy metal contamination in our food, our air, and our water. Paul Wittenberg, my co-producer, who also directed and co-produced What in the World Are They Spraying, the film that looked at geoengineering. Once he completed that film, you know, he and I have known each other for quite some time. We looked at each other, and once we realized, you know, that here it is with these metals that are being released, these particulates into the air. At the same time, I was doing some research on fluoride and realizing, you know, its roots and its ties to the aluminum industry and phosphate mining industry. Again, essentially metallics. You know, it was resonating there for us. And I said to Paul, I go, here it is again. What is with these metals? I guarantee you these metals are shutting us off neurologically. So we both kind of agreed and said, well, this, you know, we really need to look at this and let's make a film. And we, you know, 18 months ago, we began our quest, and we were going to put this into just one film, our food, air, and water. In addition to the three topics, we were looking at solutions as well. So, and once we sat down to edit, we had over 70 terabytes of footage and interviews, and we just realized that this is just, there's too much here. It wouldn't be fair to anybody we've interviewed, to the audience, to just throw all that material out at once. So we decided to break the film up into three separate parts. Part one is The Great Culling Our Water. That looks at the fluoride issue. That's the links I sent you earlier today. That's what you watched. We're now, since we've wrapped that up with the edit, we are now heading into part two, which we've already shot about 85 to 90% of it, and that is The Great Culling Our Food. We will also be looking at vaccinations in part two as well. And then part three, the final DVD, will be The Great Culling Our Air. And basically the final frontier is the geoengineering.
And, of course, basically, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, and this is not happening simply by accident. And certainly this has been one of my favorite subjects for a long period of time, trying to get people to understand that they're intentionally poisoning the drinking water, and certainly, you know, a great deal of that is the fluoride. There are other things in the drinking water which are really hazardous to your health. But when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about the impact of water fluoridation, one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated on the American people. And the thing is that there's some of the public health officers who know what's going on, but they are afraid to speak out. I personally was involved with the trying to address the AIDS epidemic some years ago from a public health point of view, using standard public health techniques. And we were fought by organized medicine at every turn. I had public health officers come to me and say, Stan, we know what you're doing is right. We can't back you publicly, but you keep up the good work.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine vitamin and plant-derived mineral complex, one bottle of bone and joint enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sure. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Chris Maple. And Chris and certainly his partner, Paul, set out to really put together a DVD on the danger of the fluoride in the drinking water. Right now, we not only have fluoride in the drinking water, but most communities are actually using something called hydrofluosilicic acid, which, of course, is a product of the mining industry, and they don't know what to do with it. It's a deadly poison. So they've come up with a wonderful idea. They're taking this deadly poison, and they're putting it into our drinking water. Oh, certainly, Chris has been working with some of our friends, Jeff Green in Southern California, Pastor David Kennedy, Dr. Paul Connett, a retired chemist, and a professor of chemistry, who now has dedicated his life full-time to try to preserve the lives of our people. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children, they're poisoning our people. They know what they're doing. There is no justification for fluoridation of water. Well, of course, some people say, well, they've got to get rid of this hydrofluosilicic acid somewhere. It's too toxic to even pour into the ocean, so they put it in our drinking water. But I believe, of course, there's something far more diabolical about what's going on today. But let's get Chris Maple's idea. So basically, you pick up the idea. You were talking about this hydrofluosilicic acid, or this byproduct of the mining industry, that now is very, very toxic. And it's so toxic, they have a hard time getting rid of it. So they put it in the drinking water. Go right ahead.
Well, they can't dump it into oceans, and they can't dump it in streams. You know, in its ionic state, fluorine is highly toxic. Typically, fluorine is bonded to like a metallic ore. And what happens during this, this mining process is that the fluorine is liberated during the refining process. And it's just impossible to dispose of. Now, the aluminum industry were the big culprits early on during the Industrial Revolution. They were, the most influential fluoride polluters, They were, rivers. They were just dumping this stuff right out, and just the gases themselves were escaping from the factories and just decimating crops and animals and everything else along the way. And eventually, what had happened is they decided to put these scrubbers in their smokestacks to, not have that toxic fluorine escaping just out. And what it is, what we're consuming, is the byproduct of the phosphate mining industry. And what that is, as you mentioned, is hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's extremely toxic. We purchase ours primarily from China. And it's ironic because China has banned fluoride in their drinking water, along with a number of different countries. Japan, Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, India, Israel, the Netherlands, Northern Ireland, Norway, Scotland, Switzerland, Sweden. I mean, the list goes on. And you got to ask yourself, why is everybody banning this stuff?
Well, because they know it's poisonous. They know the chemistry of fluoride. Fluoride is one of the most deadly of poisons. It affects every tissue in the body. It's carcinogenic. It affects the mind. It affects the fertility. It affects the thyroid. It affects the endocrine system. They know what they're doing. All the other countries in the world know it because of the control over the media in America, and because they've been able to convince the doctors and the dentists that this is advantageous, and they've lied to the doctors, they've lied to the dentists, and as a result of that, the doctors and dentists are promoting programs which are deadly to our children and to our population. But you go right ahead, Chris.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the list of side effects and just the cancers alone and the brain and thyroids, and, you know, people wonder why, you know, everybody's so sick these days. And, you know, never mind, you know, what really got me going was, you know, the attack on the children. You know, kids are more susceptible to this, to this poisoning. And it's ironic because, you know, it's now banned. The ADA, you know, eventually said that it's no longer, you know, suitable for children, and warned mothers not to mix the formula with fluoridated tap water.
And yet, of course, they tell us that the reason we want to use the fluoridated water is because we want to prevent dental caries in children. And yet, of course, we can't give it to children until, what, they're 2 years of age, something like that?
Right. Now, think about it. I mean, before I even started doing research, you know, I thought to myself, well, at what age do children have their permanent teeth? Why would an infant, because they sell infant baby water that's, has additional fluoride added to it, which is, it just blows me away. Mothers are, you know, mixing, in addition to just mixing tap water with it, they're buying this bottled water with additional fluoride added, mixing their formula and give it to the children. See, the children are most susceptible to the damage just because of their mere size. You cannot control the dose. It's a drug. It's and it's awful.
And they're poisoning the children. They're poisoning the children. They're poisoning the children. Go ahead, Chris.
No, it took the words right out of my mouth. So as far as the baby water is concerned, I mean, it's atrocious that it's still being marketed, it's still being sold. We have, you know, the ADA has admitted that it's, you know, it's not suitable for children. I believe that was in 2006 that the ADA advised parents they shouldn't be mixing it with fluoridated water, and here we are. You can still purchase it in the stores. So it's just sad. I mean, and what we're seeing, you know, and you know the whole story. It's just a political nightmare.
But it's only important what I know. I want you to tell our listeners about it because they're the ones we want to reach, them and their friends, and they've got to learn about this so that they can warn others and explain it. But you go right ahead, Chris, and develop your ideas.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, as far as, you know, the baby teeth, and I can back up to that, you know, what are they, 8 years of age before, you know, or 7 years before the permanent teeth start erupting? So those are the teeth that, you know, really need the protection of the fluoride. And what we're learning is that even topically applied fluoride isn't even effective. I mean, think about it. When I remember being a child and being in the dentist and having my fluoride treatment, the nurse would constantly come in and, you know, they make you bite down on that goop, the fluoride goop, the bubblegum, grape flavor, and they have the suction in your mouth as well, and they were panicky. I remember the stress level when during the fluoride treatment, it would constantly come in the room, don't swallow that. You didn't swallow any of that, did you? No. All right, make sure you don't. Well, it's the same concept. Here we are today. Now it's safe to ingest. Well, let's just look at the back of fluoridated toothpaste. Why is there a warning label on the back side of toothpaste? Harmful if ingested, and that's a, you know, keep out of reach of children. And that's just a pea-sized amount. A pea-sized amount, Dr. Stan, has one part per million fluoride in it. Now, if you were to go over to your tap water, if you live in a fluoridated community and poured a liter of tap water, that 1 liter of tap water is fluoridated at one part per million. So it's harmful to swallow one part per million in toothpaste, and you should call poison control, but it's okay to drink it. It's absurd. our tap water should have a warning label on it.
Okay, fine. Well, tell me, what was the response? Because, of course, I watched some of the interviews you did with people as you went along the street. And, of course, you had that fellow with a microphone. He's asking people about how they're feeling towards their water, that they're drinking water. What sort of response did you get from the people in San Diego?
Like everybody else. It's they have that hazed look over their eyes. You know, it's all news to them. And what is fluoride? It's a drug. And I tell people, look, if this stuff doesn't bother you, you can thank the fluoride in your drinking water, because that's kind of what it does to you. You know, it kind of gives you that complacent feeling. You know, the drug Prozac has a high percentage of fluoride in it.
And I think that's what's so significant, is that the really active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox is fluoride. It affects your mind. I mean, so why are we giving that to our children, to our infants? Well, now, because they've said you're not supposed to give it to children. And is it, 6 months or 2 years of age you're not supposed to give it to? Do you recall?
Right.
Well, basically, they've announced, because they didn't put the information out very clearly, but they did say that you should not mix baby formula with certainly tap water if it was fluoridated. And I think it was up to at least 6 months of age, may have even been up to 2 years of age. But they were basically telling people that it was poisonous. So basically, if a mother's going to have to mix the formula and she can't use tap water, what's she supposed to do? And, of course, maybe the mothers ought to understand that you shouldn't give it to your children, because it's going to poison them. Go right ahead.
Right. It really is. One thing we try to let people know of is, if you're going to buy water, if you insist on it, go with distilled. Distilled water has the lowest traces of fluoride in it. Because think about it. It's evaporated, and the majority of the contaminants are left behind. A lot of people argue with you and say, well, there's no minerals, nutrients in it. Well, trust me, you'll make it up in your diet. This is one you don't want to be ingesting. It's exactly why there's a warning label on the back of toothpaste. It's exactly why how many other countries ban it. 98% of Europe is fluoride-free. They don't put up with it over there. They don't even deal with GMOs over there. So what is going on in America? Why is everybody so wrapped up in American Idol and fantasy footballs and not paying attention to their health? It's sad.
How about this new program that's coming out? It's the story of this mother, her daughter, and her granddaughter, and two gay guys. And the title of this new NBC spectacular serial is The New Normal. The New Normal. And this is a normal family, the new normal family, two gay guys, a mother, her daughter, and a granddaughter. And they never mention, of course, that suddenly 25% of homosexuals are into sadism and masochism. We never mention that. How could you conceal that?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess, of course, it's Chris Maple, and we're talking about the dangers, certainly, of water fluoridation, and certainly of the fact that they're poisoning our children, they're poisoning our people. There's all sorts of complications that come from water fluoridation because there's no safe level of fluoride in the water. And basically, of course, most countries have outlawed it. As in Europe, 98% of the communities do not allow it, but they're intentionally, purposely, maliciously, and knowingly poisoning the American people, and the public health officials are going right along with this. Some of them know exactly what's going on, but they're afraid to speak out because they know that their profession would be totally destroyed and they would lose everything if they told people the truth. And as I mentioned earlier, I've had public health officials on other issues come to me and say, Stan, we know what you're doing is right. We can't back you publicly, but you keep up the good work. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But this is a vitally important issue. Now, they don't just poison us with fluoride. They poison us with aluminum. They poison us with mercury. They poison us with all sorts of things that's in our food and our air and our water. And, of course, Chris has a series of other DVDs coming out that's going to cover these other issues as well. In fact, I'm really very happy that they cut the length of the DVDs down, the DVDs. There's nothing wrong worse than a four-hour DVD. I'd rather have 3 one-hour DVDs than, you know, 4 hours of of DVDs on one disc. I think that's a terrible, terrible mistake. But you go right ahead, Chris.
You know, we can't agree with you more because, you know, there was, you know, there's the audience out there, Dr. Stan, you know, there's a lot of people who've heard of fluoride, but not necessarily geoengineering. They may, you know, these fluoride people who are educated may not have really looked into the GMO or vaccination issue. So why try to jam it all down everybody's throat with just having one huge film? So this is going to be nice because now we can separate the audiences and let them pick and choose what topic they want to look at. And hopefully maybe it will open their eyes to even look a little bit further. That's what this whole journey is about. I'm not a filmmaker. I'm just somebody who's had enough and has decided to do something about it. You know, I've done my research, done my own homework. I got a background in criminal justice, my degree. So, you know, it's always looking into things, investigating, always just seeking truth. I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Well, boy, I'm sure once you got into it, it suddenly this horrible realization was coming on. Now, basically, what I saw in the film looked like it was very, very professionally done. The interviews were very well done. The photography was good. I was quite impressed by what I saw on the YouTube, which I watched today.
Great. Yeah, thank you. My wife and I are photographers. So the cameras that we shot the movie on are basically the cameras we shoot our weddings with. So they're really high def, high quality, pro cameras, pro lenses. So it looks wonderful. Paul, my co-producer, is a filmmaker. He works in Hollywood. You know, we have full-time jobs in addition to these films. So, you know, we're doing this on a shoestring budget out of our own pocket. We need to be doing it full-time. We've gotten a few donations, but not even enough to back up the 70 terabytes yet. So it's taken a little bit longer than we expected, but, you know, it's okay. It's getting done. It will get done. I just personally think it needs to get done immediately.
I do, too. I agree with you. I think this is a terrible, terrible thing. And I think once people understand that they're intentionally poisoning the children, at that point, I'm hoping that it's going to be enough fury and anger on the part of the people that they will be willing to get involved and hopefully join us in this epic struggle, which is really for the survival of Western civilization. Our basic guide telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, I guess, is Chris Maple. And they're putting out certainly a series of DVDs. And the first one is called The Great Culling. And that's, what is it called, The Great Culling Water, or how do you call it?
Our Water, right. Basically, we're going to split it into three. So they'll all have the same title, The Great Culling. And then part one is Our Water.
Our Water.
Our Water.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. Certainly somebody had asked about spring water, but of course the thing is, I think if it came out of a spring, it probably is all right, but usually, of course, by the time you get it, the spring water really came out of the tap. What are your thoughts on that, Clyde? Think the spring water really comes from springs?
Well, I'm not an expert at it, but the majority of it, you know, has been run through some type of treatment.
Well, that thought will be right back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life?
If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, I could be mistaken. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Barbara calling from Aptos. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
I just have a quick comment to make, and it sounds like this is going to be a wonderful series on fluoride, but the one thing that has always troubled me is the fact that they put fluoride in the drinking water, and so the children and adults drink the same water, and if you're giving medications, you never give the same amount to a child that you give to an adult. It's always a lower, you know, amount, and so a child is getting the same amount as an adult, and so it is probably much more toxic for them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what got me going because. You're absolutely, you cannot control the dose. I mean, and first of all, there has to be consent. Nobody's even knows, you know, we're all told a lie, that it's good for your teeth, but too much of it will chip your teeth right out of your head and cause dental fluorosis. And that's good news for the dentist because they become carpenters and got to take care of those ugly looking teeth. But, you're right. The babies, because of their weight and size, are more susceptible. And more importantly, pets too. You know, my brother just purchased a purebred dog, spent a lot of money on it, and his breeder said, look, do not give this dog regular tap water, only distilled water. And he couldn't figure out why, and he called me, and I said, well, hello, what do you think I've been doing for the past 18 months? Why do you think he doesn't want you having the distilled water, the tap waters because of the fluoride. And she had said that to him, but he didn't really understand it. But pets are susceptible, just like children. They're smaller than us. You can't control their dose. And a lot of dogs these days, you know, the cancers and, the pets, cats, you know, and all our, you know, beloved pets, their hips go out on them, they crack. That is fluoride poisoning. It's being stored in the bones. The elderly, when they fall and break their hips, it's not because of the bones became weak. They became brittle because of the fluoride. It's cumulative. It builds up over your lifetime. So,
anything else, Barbara?
No, excellent thought, Chris. I'd never even thought of that myself. And Keith, I'm just glad you're doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Fine. And we might just comment, of course, that the The incidence of hip fractures in postmenopausal women is twice as much in women over 70 in areas where they fluoridate the drinking water compared with the others. All sorts of scientific studies that show that they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Chris, how can people order your DVDs? Do you have a website? How can we get in touch with you?
Well, we do. We, you know, as I said, this is on a shoestring budget. We're doing this out of our own pocket. We have a website, Dr. Stan. It's The Great Culling. And again, let me spell that for most people, because a lot of people are familiar with the term. It's C-U-L-L-I-N-G. So thegreatculling.org. You can go on there. We are going to be setting up a pre-sale button. So very soon, within the next couple of weeks, we also have a donate button there if anybody wants to help us. You'll be able to purchase them right off of our website. In addition to that, I know we have there's a bunch of distributors. We've got about three or four different people in the community that are going to be selling them. Mike Adams from Natural News is one, and I know Alex Jones has expressed interest in it, and so you'll be able to purchase it. It's going right to DVD. We're also going to be, we're encouraging people to make copies, hand them out. We will have a YouTube release as well. I believe we're going to be trying to work with Netflix, and we just want people to spread that word around there. So.
All right, fine. Well, when they get done, why, please send me a copy. We'll probably carry it and get this thing out as well. Well, let's go to Israel, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Israel. What part of Michigan are you from?
Auburn Hills.
Okay, very good. Is that close to Detroit or over on the other side there?
It's 40 miles north of Detroit.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, yeah. This is kind of shocking, you know. I'm just, even the name of this program, Liberty, I don't think we've lost our liberty. That's a done deal. But this fluoride thing, it just is amazing to me, because my friend, the dentist, tells me to get my kids fluoride with a vitamin fluoride and give it to them every day. So I give all the kids the fluoride with the vitamin, and now I'm listening to this.
Well, basically, they've lied to your dental friend. Basically, he goes to dental meetings. Basically, what happened with me, I went to my dentist, had the work done, and then they take in to give me the fluoride treatment, and I said, I'm not going to take a fluoride treatment. That's a deadly poison. If I were to actually swallow that fluoride, it would kill me. Why are you giving fluoride treatments to two people? Well, the dentist was curious enough that he started to look into fluoride, and when he did a little reading or studying, he suddenly realized what was going on. He's become the great opponent of fluoride in our community here. His name is Dr. David Biles in the community where I am. And basically, of course, a lot of our dentists now have just quit, pushing the fluoride. But the official position of the AMA and the ADA is fluoride is good. And you need to get your dental friend and let him know what's going on. If I could suggest, do you have access to a computer, Israel?
Yeah.
Okay, go simply type in Radio Liberty and then fluoride or fluoride poisoning. And basically it'll take you to the articles I've written on fluoride. Pull them down and give them to your friend. Certainly we have lots of other things on water fluoridation. I have a great talk. It's called The Hidden Agenda, along with a syllabus on this. But you need to get your dentist friend informed, because basically he's harming people. And I'm sure he doesn't want to do that. He just doesn't know. Anything
he's
else?
Israel, if I may, sorry, Dr. Stan, he's just regurgitating what he's been fed himself.
Sure.
They're not looking into it. They're just assuming, if they learned it in school, and then it's got to be right. I mean, look at the American Medical Association. They don't even teach them nutrition. These doctors, they don't have a course in nutrition. They might have it's an elective, and it's like 2 hours of the four years they're studying. So you got to remember who established the AMA, who established the American Dental Association, who writes their books. you know, and I've followed the money in every industry, and I'm telling you, I always end up with the same group of people that are behind it. So I just thought I'd add that.
Okay, fine. I think he's absolutely right. Israel, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, this is a second-generation dentist. I know both of them. I know the son and the father. These guys do amazing new procedures, and they invent new procedures. Both these dentists are amazing guys. And I know that they didn't purposely give me that, but, you know, what bothers me is I was tricked into poisoning my children. And I know if they'll do that on this area, you know, that really upset me tonight when I heard that I was tricked into poisoning my own children. And I heard about this vaccine stuff, too, and that really bothers me. You know, I am so fed up with this American government. I don't understand how come these people keep paying these taxes, and they're not. Every since I've been alive, I've seen it's nothing but worse, you know. And no, nothing good ever happens. I can't stand these people.
Well, Israel, first of all, you have to understand that we have a visible government and that we have an invisible government that most people don't even know exists. If I could suggest you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it's inexpensive, or if you don't want to buy it, go to our website, radioliberty.com, where it says video, scroll down to the video, and you can watch me talk for 2 hours, and we'll tell you the whole story. And you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again, okay?
Okay, Dr. Stan, do you realize how upset this makes me?
Well, I hope it does.
I've been tricked into poisoning my own children, and I didn't even know about it.
Well, it's not your fault, right?
Yeah,
it's not your fault. Oh, I want you to get mad. I want you to help us get the information out, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Okay.
God bless, and thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Ari calling here from Redwood City. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It doesn't do any good to get angry. The thing to do is get informed, inform others, because the one thing these people fear is truth. Ari, how are you doing?
Oh, just fine, thanks. I just looked up the chemical compatibility of flosalicic acid, which is another name for hydrofluosalicic acid, and also sodium fluoride. And there's so many common materials that could be used for containers for this, like low-density polyethylene, polypropylene, acetyl, Delrin, ABS plastic. I mean, these are some of the most common materials they make containers from. I don't understand how anyone can make an argument that there's no way to store this.
Well, the thing is that basically they don't want to store it indefinitely, and they are not allowed to pour it in the ocean because it's too toxic. They can't pour it in the ocean, but they can put it in our drinking water? We live in a world gone mad, Ari, and because there's only a few of us who are sane, and we're trying to let everybody else know that they're crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I just think if they took a good 55-gallon drum that was lined with low-density polyethylene, and they store this material, put it in there, and store it just like they would store acids and other toxic chemicals, PCBs or whatever, it would last just as long as those items. So I don't think there's any excuse for it myself.
You're probably right, and yeah, let me tell you probably why it's not happening. The answer to 9 out of 10 questions is money. It would cost millions and millions and millions for them to contain all of the, you know, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the fluoride, all of it. I mean, it's...
Is that because it's diluted, heavily diluted with water?
I guess that from, you know, where would you put it? You know, if you're just going to increase the number of barrels.
Yeah, I don't know about the quantities in it, but I mean, you put it in drums. You handle it like any other toxic waste. I mean, I just don't know how... Maybe they could concentrate it or something before they...
Ari, it is concentrated. Basically, when they ship it in tanker trucks. And they have to actually have the tanks lined with rubber. And it's the only thing that won't be dissolved. I mean, it'll actually burn right through metal. It'll burn through plastics.
Titanium.
The only way they can store this is to set it in full concentration. But they take it and they put it in tanker trucks lined with rubber. And then they dump it in their drinking water because it's too toxic to put in
the ocean.
Right,
like but there are processes for coating drums with rubber.
Right.
So you put it in a rubber-coated drum.
Sure, you could. Okay, fine. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the call. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
That's it. Thanks very much.
God bless.
Thanks,
let's go to Steve, calling from Richland, Washington. Steve, do you have a question or comment?
Hey, Stan. It's your Steve. I just caught the tail end of that last guy talking. I said my job actually is environmental waste and transportation and that kind of stuff. But I can shed a little light on the cost and what's going on with the fluoride.
Okay, go ahead.
So none of those things that guy mentioned are actually stored indefinitely. There's a process for treatment, storage, and disposal for just about all hazardous waste. The process is very expensive. It does have to be stored in the proper containers until it gets to a facility that can treat it. So PCBs are incinerated and acids are diluted and neutralized. With fluoride, there's actually, if you go to the 40 CFR, which is the Environmental Protection Agency regulations, fluoride is given a special exemption as a toxic waste so that it doesn't have to be treated like other waste.
Of course.
There's four or five chemicals that are given these special exemptions. And so as I understand the process, the fluoride is a byproduct from mining processes. And
right.
Instead of the mines having the expense of putting the fluoride into this treatment, storage, and disposal program, they repackage it, clean it up a little bit, and then sell it to the water treatment plant.
And that's the important thing. They're actually selling it. We are actually having to buy this terribly toxic substance because it would cost them too much to store it indefinitely. So basically they make money from us, and in the process they contaminate us. Any thoughts on that, Chris?
Yeah, well, he hit the nail on the head because now that it's labeled as a product and not a waste, now they can sell it, as you said, and actually make money on something which would hinder them financially. I mean, just look at the history of the whole fluoride with Andrew Mellon, who was the head of the Mellon Institute. He was also the U.S. Treasury Secretary at the time when the phosphate mining industries were all coming under attack. But this really stems from the atomic bomb. And I know, Dr. Stan, you might have looked into a little bit of that, where the fluoride is used to with the isotopes in the refining. So the Atomic Energy Council was coming under huge litigation attacks down back in the 30s. So they had to do something, and there was Andrew Mellon from the Mellon Institute, who again, and this is the problem today, is you have a revolving door between the public and private sector. You have gentlemen like Andrew Mellon who holds a cabinet seat. One day, makes laws and turns the tables in favor for his corporation that he's CEO of. I mean,
sure.
It's still been going on today. They come in, public office, come out, make some laws that are going to benefit their corporations, their friends, the lobbyists, and it's a joke.
Amen. Hey, well, look, Steve, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
Have a good night, Dan.
Good night, and let's go quickly to Eric. Eric, do you have a question for us?
A comment first, then a question.
Well, we're just about out of time. We got 1 minute. What's the question?
I wanted to tell Israel and anyone in the audience, we have to go to the county council meeting, and we got to hit the sheriff with these facts, Dr. Stan, and your great guest, thegreatcalling.org, I'll certainly be referring to. Dr. Stan, isn't there an ethnic predisposition with respect to the harmful effects of fluoride in the water? Thank you.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
There is. There is. He's absolutely right. The Hispanic and the African American are more susceptible to it.
Absolutely right. In fact, basically, of course, the hydrofluorosilicic acid actually increases the level of lead in the blood. They've done just 450,000 children. Roger Masters did this work. And basically, they found certainly it doubled the incidence of lead in the blood of white children. went up 400% in Hispanics and 600% in blacks, which is one reason so many are in prison today.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, I guess Ben Chris Maple, and we're talking about his first in a series of three DVDs. This is what's called The Great Culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-Z, The Great Culling, on water. And basically, give us a call when you've got the other ones ready. We'll get you on again, okay?
Yeah, it sounds great. Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan.
God
bless you, too, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Okay, fine. That was Chris Maple, and certainly the DVD will be available before long. We'll probably carry the DVDs. What I've seen of it on the Internet looks really great. Well, basically, if you'd like to know the background of what this is all about, let me suggest my talk. It's available on DVD. It's called The Hidden Agenda. And there's a syllabus that comes with that, and it has all my newsletters on it and so much other information. They're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. They want to do this because, of course, the fluoride decreases fertility. It lowers the intelligence IQ between 5 and 10 points. Certainly, it is carcinogenic. They want to get rid of the population through cancer, and they're suppressing effective treatments. It disrupts thyroid function, endocrine function. It increases brittleness of bones, get more bone fractures, increases the incidence of cancer. You want to get my talk on The Hidden Agenda and get the syllabus that goes with it. And then, of course, we certainly have my DVD, excellent DVD on vaccines. It's called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. And basically, of course, they are, when the vaccines, they're poisoning our children again. They've targeted the children of this country. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to learn this. And we have a number of books and other items on the vaccination and the danger of vaccination. But, of course, we recommend my DVD because it'll give you an excellent overview. So, once again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And if you don't have the facilities to or the ability to purchase any of those DVDs, you may very well probably find them up at our website at radioliberty.com. We have most of these. My DVDs are posted at radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we suggest you go to our letters, and simply if you want to know how to find which letter it is, go to Google and type in Radio Liberty and then water fluoridation, just Radio Liberty and water fluoridation, and they'll give you our two newsletters we've written on fluoridation. They're poisoning the children. They're doing it intentionally. They want to destroy their fertility. It's like the GMO foods. The GMO foods has an effect on fertility in the first generation, but by the time you get to the third generation in animals, they're totally infertile. They want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and when you understand that, of course, this whole story makes a lot more sense. And if you haven't seen my DVD, Population Control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda, let me suggest it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And how do you make any sense out of this? Well, the only way you can make sense out of it, a lot of people will tell you it's money. And money may play a part in this story, but there are also people who are inherently